peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the epistle lesson from Romans chapter 8 that we just read a moment ago. And our theme is, Sons of God, hear His holy word. In this epistle of St. Paul, he lists for us three things that we should do to be recognized as being sons of God. Three things. One, we mind the things of God. We mind the things of the Holy Spirit. Two, we walk according to the Spirit, not our flesh, but according to the Spirit. And three, we put to death the deeds of the body, the deeds of the flesh. In other words, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So you really, you've got it easy. It's a piece of cake, isn't it? Not worried about it. I'm doing pretty good. And so are you. Each and every one of you sitting here today, all of us, we're doing pretty darn good. We're here. We're upright. We're mobile. We're kicking back. Got an afternoon planned or something enjoyable maybe? The 4-H fair or something? Something nice? How about your ambition to delve into spiritual things? I'm going to remind you that at your baptism, you or your sponsor vowed that you would renounce the devil, all of his works and all of his ways. And everyone said, I will. Well, if things are going so well, and it's so easy, it's a piece of cake, I don't have to worry about those spiritual things. I don't have to dig into those nasty spiritual things. I don't have to think about them. I'll go to church on Sunday and we'll take care of it then. That is not minding the things of the Holy Spirit. When Paul says we mind the things of the Spirit, that's 24/7. The things of the Spirit. You know, the first commandment is what? Peyton. You shall have no other gods. It's first for a reason. First, foremost, above everything, be above wife, family, children, church, everything is God. Because let me tell you, without God, there is nothing else. God creates everything. Thereby, if we don't have God, you don't have anything. We talked in Bible class this morning. We are saints and sinners, and what does God give us? He even gives us the faith. He even instills that faith right inside of us. He puts it right in there. We don't have to get it. The only thing that we can do, everybody talks about free will. Yeah, you've got free will, but the only thing that you can do with free will is you can turn your back on God and walk away from Him. He'll do the same thing with you. So when you think it's easy, when you think everything is just fine, how about are you minding the spiritual matters? You know, Peter, I like picking on Peter because I got chewed out in seminary for picking on Peter. I was told that you don't treat an apostle that way. Peter! Peter was a human being. He was just like me and you. Peter. He was quite industrious. He was all fired up for it, but he had many faults too. Now, Jesus was preaching from Peter's boat, and Peter let him use it. And, you know, Peter and his buddies, they were still fishermen, and they'd been out all night long. They didn't catch anything. I know how that feels. But the next morning, Jesus says, cast your nets over on this side of the boat. And he says, Lord, listen, you know, we were out all night and we didn't catch nothing, but at your word, hear what it says, this is what it says in Luke's gospel. It says, at your word, we will do so. They throw the net onto the side that Jesus had told them to do, and they pull in many fish so much that the net begins to break. Peter gets all excited and all worried about it. He just drops to his knees in front of the Lord and he says, Lord, I am not worthy. So what does Peter do? He drops everything. He let family, fishing, friends, everything go, and he followed Jesus. He said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. His great success was a blessing of Christ alone that he did not earn. It was a way of showing that he's truly a Christian now. I want you to do a little something.
Be very quiet.
Can you hear your own breathing? Can you hear it? Can you hear your heart pumping? Can you? Your breathing. Your heart is pumping. Whether or not you make a decision to do that, thanks be to God, they do, huh? Making a decision to walk in the Spirit. We all have choices. And walking in the Spirit is one of the most difficult things we will ever, ever, ever do. It's the hardest job. It's the most difficult vocation we will ever, ever have. So how can you expect salvation if you're so full of flaws, if you so seldom come to church? I'm not looking at nobody, but if it's so hard to live a righteous life, how do you do it? We try harder. And just like your breathing, just like your breathing continues without you even thinking about it, just like your heart continues to pump, you don't even think about it, your actions will be your walk in life will be just like Christ. You won't even think about it. I'm a retired sailor, for crying out loud. How many times have you heard me cuss so far this morning? Not once. I don't even think about it anymore. I just talk nice with people. I don't have to cuss unless I hit my hand with a hammer or a saw or something. I hear things. Sorry. Keep doing that. So our walk according to the Spirit, not of our flesh. See, if you pay attention to your flesh, if you pay attention to what you want, if you pay attention to what you desire, much of it's not really good. You are not renouncing the devil and all of his works and all of his ways like you did at your baptism. And he says, here's my mercy. Here is your forgiveness. It is given to you out of his mercy. Now, who leads you around? Who guides you in your day? Who walks you through this life? This is the third thing that Paul talks about in our lessons today from the book of Romans. Who leads you around? Who pulls you in what direction? Your flesh or the Holy Spirit? Do you even want to know what's wrong? Many don't. Many don't even care. I don't care what's wrong. I'm fine. I am okay. Me, myself, and I. Me, 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 me. Where's another one of my comfort? There. The first three commandments are about what? The, huh? It's about God. Right? It's about God, the first three commandments. But there's 10 commandments. All the other seven, where's another? Alyssa. All the other seven are about what? You should have studied. There was a test today. You remember, Rachel? What's the seven? The first table of the commandments is about God. Seven are about. It's all about your neighbor. It's all about your neighbor. So the first three are about you and your relationship with God, and the other seven are all about your relationship with each other. Where in those 10 commandments is me? It isn't. It's about how you treat, how you react, how you are with everybody else. And to do all of this, it calls for us to be courageous. It calls for us to be superhuman in some instances. Because let me tell you, that so-and-so done cut me off. I wanted that parking space. Did you hear what they said about me? Oh, I'm not going over there. They're odd people. Some of them even smell funny. And God forbid, we have a humanitarian crisis going on our southern border of the United States. We started to talk about it this morning. All these kids coming in here, what do we do? I don't have an answer. I don't know. But gosh, what do we do if they start dying? Thousands and thousands of children dying here in the United States. What do we do? The Holy Spirit is who empowers us, enables us. The Holy Spirit is who gives us the power, the strength. The Holy Spirit gives us the faith even to just believe. that Jesus died on the cross for me and for you and for all who live on the face of this earth. You see, we are all sons of God. Hear His word. Being a member of a family has privileges and responsibilities. Being a member of a family, we just found out at the funeral of my uncle, those couple of days we were over there, how important family is. I've got cousins. My cousin Butch, he's like 3, 4, 5 years older than me. He's a fabulous guy, but he lives in Birmingham, Alabama, and he always says, "Roll Tide," whatever that means. But he's a nut. I love him. I just found him. And he's a great guy. That's a privilege of being a member of a family. I got relatives. We found a bunch of them that we love. We went to dinner, 20 of us, and we had a blast. But we're also children of God. That means we're members of the family of Christ. And with that comes many privileges. The greatest privilege is the forgiveness of sins, everlasting life. Life forever. Yet, even though we die, we live forever and ever and ever because of what Christ did upon the cross. Despite the sinner life we lead without so hard. So this adoption as sons that Paul keeps talking about, I can't explain it all exactly how it works. I adopted some wonderful children. I have wonderful children of my own. That was kind of an earthly adoption, but God had a choice, didn't He? God had a choice, and He says, "What? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God so loved us, regardless of our faults. He sent His Son to live and die and rise again from the tomb so that you and I could live forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace, that peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. We